This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today here on Thursday, May 28th, 2020. Our first guests on today's show are with the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. To preview next week's interactive workshops for caregivers, we have education specialist with the resource, Debbie Chulik. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And also Francie Bennett. She's the Communication and Development Director. Francie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Francie, maybe we'll start with you. Can you give our listeners an outline of what the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska is?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we provide education, consultation, and memory screening for free for Alaskans. We serve the whole state, and the Zoom is really helping us do that in a better way. But we also have care coordinators for anyone, any Alaskan with a disability who needs help navigating through the process of getting a Medicaid waiver, getting the any of the help that they need so that they can live safely and healthy.
All right. About how many of you are there working for the organization and where are you based?
Well, we have 40 people working here, and we have an Anchorage office, one in Wasilla, one in Juneau, one in Fairbanks. And then we have someone who doesn't really have an office, but she lives in the Copper River Valley. And she has traditionally been the one to do most of the webinars for us. But now all of our education specialists are capable of doing webinars. So,
all right. When speaking of education specialists, we have Debbie Chulik on the line as well. So, Debbie, it looks like you have some, are you calling it webinars, I guess, on Monday. Can you please outline for our listeners what those are going to look like?
Absolutely. On Monday, June 1st, we're doing a statewide webinar. The topic is downsizing and decluttering, a very important topic that a lot of people are interested in. This is an interactive webinar. I'll be asking questions and asking people to respond in the chat box using Zoom. We have a webinar from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. And we also have the same webinar in the afternoon from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Who should be listening right now? Who might want to attend this webinar on Monday?
Oh, I could see any number of people that would be interested in attending. First of all, family caregivers that are working to downsize the family home, maybe aging parents are moving to an assisted living, maybe they've already moved to an assisted living, and the adult children are kind of left with this overwhelming task of how do we get rid of mom and dad's things, how do we honor the traditions, how do we honor the stories and memories, and yet how do we get rid of some of the stuff that we accumulate. I can also see people who might be interested to call in that are professional providers, people that work in an assisted living, or people that work to support family caregivers. They might get questions themselves as far as how much stuff of someone should we allow in the assisted living, how many personal possessions is acceptable. The other population that might really be interested is just the general public. Even if somebody is not care partnering with someone who has dementia, Alzheimer's or related dementia, they might be wondering themselves, gosh, I'm looking around at my house or my apartment and it just seems like there's a lot of stuff here. How do I let go of some of those items? Or should I let go of some of those items? And we'll talk about kind of the emotional connection underneath our possessions, our things, our stuff.
All right. So these classes, these two webinars, and I think there's a third we're going to talk about in a minute, but it's Caregiving 101, Downsize and Declutter Online. There's one this coming Monday, June 1st, one from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and then it looks like the same webinar again at 5:30 to 7 p.m. Are these free
Correct.
And open to the public?
Yes, they sure are. They're free and open to the public.
Okay. And we'll give this website again, but I imagine just going to www.alzalaska.org can direct one to how to sign up.
That would be the best way. Francie, would you agree that that would be the best way to connect?
Absolutely. And the place that they, once they get on the website, went to the wrong one. Hold on a second. When they get onto the website, they'll look on the right-hand side under, I don't think that's going to be the right calendar, but I'm going to look and see if it is. Oh, yep, on the right-hand side and click on calendar.
Okay, and we'll come back to that in a minute. I have a question, Debbie. Talk to us a little bit about the difference, if any, between what we refer to as Alzheimer's and what we call dementia.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a fantastic question, something that a lot of people think about and a lot of people wonder about. Let me break it down like this. First of all, let me say the brain is very complicated and diseases of the brain are very complicated. There's lots of overlap and there's lots of different things that might cause dementia. So I think of it like this. I think of if somebody has a little rash on their skin, what might cause a rash on someone's skin? Dog bite, bug bite, eczema, psoriasis, chemicals, burns, scratches, up to and including a disease of the skin called skin cancer. So when I think about the difference between what is dementia and what is Alzheimer's, whenever I hear someone say they have dementia, I think, I wonder what's causing that dementia. So the word dementia itself is not a disease. Dementia is a collection of symptoms. So the collection of symptoms will include confusion, memory loss, possibly problems with language, possibly problems with self-care, possibly problems with money management, safety issues, things like that. But again, dementia is not a disease. So I think what's causing that confusion, memory loss, personality changes, etc. And truthfully, Scott, there could be 100 things that might cause someone to have dementia. These include infections, dehydration, depression, cancer, possibly diabetes, drugs, interactions from medications, blood pressure, up to and including a disease of the brain called Alzheimer's. So there's what we would call reversible dementias and irreversible dementias. The reversible dementias are those things that I mentioned that might cause confusion, memory loss, etc. So for example, if somebody has an infection, they absolutely might experience changes in their memory, changes in their personality, changes in their ability to think through issues. But once that infection gets treated and cleared up, then those symptoms of dementia will reverse or go away.
Okay.
But if somebody... Oh, yes, please.
I was going to ask you, when is the earliest that we might start seeing these symptoms in our loved ones?
So that's a really good question. There is no definite age. Some people live well into their 80s or 90s and never experience symptoms of dementia. Other people might be in their 40s, 50s, or even 60s, where we might see some of these symptoms of dementia. So there's no certain age.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska's Debbie Chulik and Francie Bennett about some webinars, some free webinars about people and caregivers related to Alzheimer's and dementia on Monday, June 1st. Let's see. It looks like there is one. We talked about Caregiving 101, Downsize and Declutter at 10 a.m. and then again at 5:30. It looks like there's one in the middle called Vascular Dementia. Would you like to outline that for us? Would that question go to you, Debbie?
Absolutely. So, Scott, that's actually going to be on Monday, June 8th. So it's not on June 1st. That's going to be on Monday, June 8th. My coworker, Janice Downing, is going to be talking about what vascular dementia looks like. Vascular dementia is similar to Alzheimer's in that it's a disease of the brain, but there are some differences that Janice is going to be outlining for that vascular dementia webinar on June 8th.
Okay, and I bet we can learn more about that at www.alzalaska.org. Francie, do you have some statistics that you can share with us, or just sort of give us an overview about how many people in our state or just in general suffer from some of these symptoms?
Sure. About 8,500 people in Alaska are living with Alzheimer's. Alaska has the second highest rate of Alzheimer's per capita, and we are only lower than Nevada right now. And so we really have a high propensity of having Alzheimer's in our state. We estimate that in 10 years, we will grow very much in the number of people who have Alzheimer's. And that's concerning because people don't talk about Alzheimer's. You know, everybody knows, you know, heart disease and breast cancer and all of these other different cancers and the colors, you know, their colors and stuff. But there's not a lot of discussion about Alzheimer's because traditionally, you know, it's come, you know, with baggage. You know, people don't, you know, it's embarrassing to people, where it doesn't have to be. I mean, it's a disease like any other disease, and you work through it and do the best you can with what you have. But people need to know that, one, it exists, and two, that we are here. We've got amazing, amazing people here who are very knowledgeable and who can walk you through, you know, everything you need to know. If you or a loved one has memory issues, or you know somebody who might need help, and really, Debbie's, you know, amazing, but all of our staff members are really great and are here just to help people with Alzheimer's and related dementia.
All right. Thank you, Francie. Debbie, what do you like to share with people who take your class or just in general about prevention? What can our listeners be doing right now to help prevent dementia or Alzheimer's?
Absolutely. So at this point, there's no cure for Alzheimer's or related dementias. But there's many things that people can be doing to stay healthy as long as possible. So these include a well-balanced diet, good exercise, stopping smoking, reducing the intake of alcohol, and believe it or not, socialization. Socialization and connecting with other people is really powerful in helping our brains to stay healthy and active. Brain games are another thing, whether it's crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, doing a word search, doing scrapbooking, whatever that might be to kind of engage our brain as much as possible. And then finally, if people are concerned, certainly to follow up and speak with their doctor as soon as possible. Just to establish a baseline, the doctor might suggest something like a memory screening or some testing to see what part of the brain might be affected with memory loss. But those are just a few of the things that people can do to stay as healthy as long as possible.
Okay. Francie, back in the beginning, you talked about memory screening at the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. And Debbie just talked about the importance of a possible memory screening. Can you outline briefly sort of some of the resources that maybe some of our listeners could access at your website or through your organization?
Well, absolutely. They can contact any of our offices and schedule a memory screening. I don't know that we've done any virtual memory screenings before. Have we, Debbie?
We are working on that just because of the strange circumstances that we're in. Ideally, mm-hmm. it's best to be done in person, but we are working on doing that virtually as well.
I know I took one when I first got here because I wanted to know what it felt like. It's very quick and relatively, well, not completely pain-free, but relatively easy, you know, to do. And it's really good for people to get a baseline so that as we grow older, if we think we're experiencing memory loss, we can go in and do another screening and they can be compared. So you'll know, you know, if are you going down or are you, you know, maintaining your memory.
Okay.
And yes, absolutely. If you go to alzalaska.org, there you can find our phone numbers. We also have a statewide 800 number. If you live in the outlying areas, it's 800-478-1080.
All right, 478-1080. Mm-hmm. 1-800-478-1080. Okay. And just to remind our listeners, the two webinars are Monday, June 1st, one from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And the second one is from 5:30 to 7, and it's titled Caregiving 101, Downsize and Declutter. Thank you both for coming on the show today. To find out more, to sign up for these free webinars, you can go to alzalaska.org. Before we go, Debbie or Francie, I'll start with you, Debbie. Anything you'd like to add?
I just really want to affirm kind of what Francie said, that if you are noticing memory loss in yourself or in your loved one, it is nothing to be ashamed of. I'm so glad that as a society, we are learning to talk more about it, that it's not a character defect, and that there is support and there is education, whether it's through classes, webinars, support groups, information, education, there is support available. So just be sure to reach out if you're noticing changes in yourself or your loved one, and we will do anything we can to assist.
All right. Francie, anything you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you so much for giving us this time to talk about, you know, what we do and to promote some of the classes that we have. It's very much appreciated.
All right. It's the Alzheimer's Resource of Alaska. Find them at www.alzalaska.org. Debbie and Francie, thank you so much and take care.
Thank you, Scott. Take care, everyone.
So much.